Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company introduction to Visionary Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VIZ. I am chatting with the CEO, Wesley Adams. Now, as a general overview, Visionary Gold is focused in Wyoming, more specifically in the Lewiston District. It is something that Wes and I are going to talk about, this general area, as the company is continuing to build out projects, acquire land. Also, the company holds the Wolf Gold Project in Wyoming. Now, the company is moving forward to get to a drill program, let's say mid-summer. But Wes, give us a little background on the Wolf Gold Project here in Wyoming. This is the project that the company holds 100% in, and also this Lewiston District in a broad sense. What drew you to this area?
What drew us to the area was the fact that the Miner's Delight Basin hosts an abundance of orogenic gold deposits that have been historically mined, but have never seen any modern day exploration. So gold was first discovered in Wyoming in the Lewiston District in the 1860s. So there's dozens and dozens of old past producing gold mines all across the basin. There's two gold trends. One was on the north side of the basin with the South Pass Atlantic City trend, and then there's the Lewiston trend. And so they're kind of parallel. One thing that's unique about this area is that it's an Archean basin that has an abundance of orogenic gold mines, and it's never been, you know, properly explored with modern methods. So that's the real opportunity. And Visionary is the first mover into this past producing gold district. So we intend to create value by unlocking, what we view to be an under-evaluated and overlooked gold district. So that's kind of our story. We started staking claims in 2020 and leasing ground in 2020. So we had a very busy year. We rebranded the company around this new project, and we're very excited to have identified our initial drill target at the Wolf Gold Mine, which sits on a big shear zone, and it's on patented ground. So very straightforward to permit there. And we intend to be working toward drilling in 2021. So I'm very excited about that. And then, you know, regionally, I think there's a lot that we can capitalize on, and develop secondary targets as we're drilling off the Wolf this summer. So I think 2021 is going to be an incredibly exciting year for our company. And we should be able to get started here with the 2021 field season here in May, and we'll also be, consolidating more land within the district, staking more claims, leasing more past producing gold mines, and really kind of building a district scale opportunity here.
So when it comes to the move towards drilling in May, as you said, what additional work is needed here to keep that time frame though accurate?
Well, I was just on site the other day, and was assessing kind of our access and, working on kind of the final locations for where we're, going to put drill hole pads. So we finalized our plan this last week and submitted our proposals to the BLM and the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality to get started on the drill program. So they've deemed those applications complete, and we're moving forward now with the permitting process. So, we intend in the next, couple of months here to get our drill permits in place and then begin drilling this summer. In the meantime, we're going to start, continuing on with our field work. And so we identified, the Wolf Gold Project, which sits along a shear. And so that's a 2.5 kilometer standalone, shear zone. And mineralization, extends over about 1,000 meters along this strike. And we think the strike continues for about 2.5 kilometers under cover. But what we're focused on initially is right underneath the historic Wolf Mine, which was a past producer. It produced gold in the early 1900s. And but you know, it was kind of remote. There wasn't a whole lot of water for the old timers to work. And so, you know, it didn't get developed as much as some of the other ones. So I think that's kind of the opportunity, is to capitalize on what the old timers missed there, and drill, you know, right underneath the old oxide mine, and test for, you know, sulfides at depth, that are mineralized, and then, you know, test the extent of the shear zone as well.
So what type of a drill program are you planning on undertaking at this project? Understanding that you still need to get the permits, but those are submitted. So as you progress, what can people expect in terms of the initial drill program here?
So the initial drill program is 3,500 meters along the Wolf Shear Zone. So we're going to drill the patented area first, which sits on a 140-acre patented claim. And then we'll start to expand regionally and start working on developing our secondary targets. But I think, you know, the Wolf is quite a large target. That's why we picked it first, just due to the size of the shear. The shear has been mapped as, you know, 1,000 meters is what you can see. And then we've extended the gold anomalies. The mineralization goes on for 2.5 kilometers. So you can see the shear for 1,000 meters. It's up to 50 meters wide. And, so I think it's a great first target that we'll be generating. But I think that as we begin to unlock some of the rest of the basin, you know, we've already found parallel mineralized structure on our Wolf claims, and we've also got another copper gold trend on our Miz claims that goes on for about 3 kilometers. So as we're drilling off the Wolf, what we'll be doing is developing the rest of those targets and getting them ready for drilling. So what does that mean? That means more geochemical sampling, you know, some geophysical evaluations, just to confirm the continuity of those targets along strike. And then, you know, probably some more channel sampling too, just to get an idea of what the extent of the mineralization is on those parallel structures. So, you know, the idea being that we can develop those as we're drilling the Wolf, and then have, you know, target 2, 3, and 4 ready to be drilled later in 2021 and going into 2022.
Okay, so I guess in summary, then, we can say that Visionary Gold is really trying to be the first mover in this area by acquiring a lot of this land and building up some of these targets, systematically drilling them. But because really you guys are one of the earlier ones in this area, you do have to go through that work, right? Acquire the land and then also build out these targets. Is that fair to summarize the overall strategy here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, there's not too many Archean basins in the U.S. That have orogenic gold mines all over them that haven't been properly explored. The Lewiston District has never been drilled before. So these holes that we're going to be drilling this summer are going to be the first holes that have ever been drilled in the district. And so I think that's really the exciting part here. And, you know, and it's a big basin too. You know, the basin probably extends for about 30 miles by 30 miles. So if we're able to unlock, you know, the first part of it here and start to prove that there's, you know, this potential, I think it's, you know, it's the natural next step is then to try to consolidate the basin. And, you know, it's wide open for staking now. So I think the opportunity's there. And then, I have a great relationship with a lot of the local landowners. So we're working on kind of just securing exploration, you know, leases to be able to see what's there. You know, everybody's curious to see, hey, am I sitting on a gold mine, or, you know, a claim that has, you know, commercial viability or not. And so, you know, a lot of people have come to me and asked, you know, hey, can we do some exploration on our ground? And the answer is yes. I mean, we want to look at everything and leave no stone unturned, so to speak.
All right, Wes, because it is your first time on the show, can you give us a little background on yourself, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually started my career in Guyana, South America. And We were working on a project called the Tuoroparo Gold Project in Guyana. And so when we first started there, you know, we were just a private company. We were building an access road into this oxide gold mine called Tuoroparo. And what we found was that as we, you know, we started to mine through the oxides and we, you know, looked at and evaluated the area that, you know, there's potential for a big porphyry gold system to exist. And so, you know, our initial, our small mining efforts kind of paid for the development of Tuoroparo. And we drilled the first 27 holes underneath old oxide workings, and we came up with a resource of 2.3 million ounces of gold. And today, Tuoroparo is about 11 million ounces. And so we raised over $100 million for that company. We, you know, took it public. It was called Sandspring Resources. Since we have handed it off to Robert Friedland, who's developing it, and it's called Gold X today. And you know, they're doing quite well. Still working on developing it, but it's kind of a monster project. You know, it's very remote, and we did a lot of work toward, you know, permitting, getting a hydroelectric project permitted for, you know, to support the project, and then building, you know, 150 kilometer access road. So that's where I spent the first part of my career. And but I do have Wyoming roots, and I recently just was working in, I had a business that was in the oil and gas sector, doing environmental work, water treatment in the Powder River Basin. And I ended up selling that a few years back to Tallgrass Energy, which is a major midstream company. And so, you know, I really appreciated working in Wyoming, but I saw that it was really underexplored for gold. And so that's kind of what got me interested in this South Pass Greenstone Belt, the Miner's Delight Formation, and specifically the Lewiston Gold District. And so, you know, gold mining's always been my passion. Especially, you know, the exploration process, I think, is the most exciting. And so I wanted to get back to doing, you know, something that I love in finding and developing gold deposits. And this was a perfect opportunity for me. And it's very close to home and higher grade than what we were dealing with in Guyana, which was one of the things that I wanted to do in, you know, my next project, was focus on higher grade things that are in safe and proven mining jurisdictions.
Okay, appreciate that background on yourself there, Wes. And I think a lot of people do know of, well, Sandspring and now Gold X. Let's talk about a couple more company fundamentals, share structure. A little over 51.5 million shares outstanding on a fully diluted basis, about 55 million shares. The market cap of this company, it's right around $10 million, even under $10 million. In terms of cash in the bank, though, I understand that you will need to raise money for the drill program when that gets underway, but where does the company stand in terms of cash in the bank? What are some of the financing options that you are weighing as you move towards that drill program, please?
Well, we have a very, you know, supportive group of shareholders. In fact, most of the company is owned by managers, insiders, directors, and people that are very, you know, close to the management team here. So we intend to participate in the next round of financing. And so I don't see that as being a risk. We're committed to drilling this thing, and I'm certainly going to be participating in the next round as well. And it's a little different model than most companies in that we're, you know, asking people to invest with us and not just in us. So, you know, I don't take a salary. We try to keep our overhead to a minimum and, you know, and focus on putting investor capital into the ground. So, you know, while we will be raising some money, I really don't see that as a risk in the near term, because we are very frugal and stick to a tight budget.
Okay. Wes, we're going to wrap it up here. Just a nice overview here of Visionary Gold. If anybody has any follow-up questions or wants a little bit more information on any aspect of the company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I really do want to hear what all of you guys think of all of these companies that I'm bringing on, because I learn a lot from your questions and your comments on the back of these interviews and where we need to focus to explain some of these stories in a bit more detail. So, Wes, I appreciate your time. I'll follow up in a few weeks on the back of some news. And, hey, I appreciate the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.